WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
Good morning and welcome to the morning show. This is Ginger. I'm here with our beloved station manager, Noah. Hi, Noah.
Good morning, good morning. Happy to be here. Woo!
Woo, so exciting. So this is the morning show, and we've been doing this for a couple of weeks now, but we are finally on our regular schedule. Last week, I wasn't here. None of us were here on Monday because it was Labor Day.
Labor Day.
So we're finally on a regular schedule. So be sure to tune in every Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. for your morning show here on 90.7 FM.
Yeah.
So exciting. So did you do anything fun over Labor Day?
I'm trying to think. And, you know, they really should call it un-Labor Day because we're not working. You know, you see what I'm saying here? I'm trying to think. I don't think I really did too much. I was just here. I didn't go anywhere. I had to be here over the weekend to do some work on Saturday. So a couple of my friends were going to the beach, and they were like, are you going to be able to, could you come? And I was like, I can't. But that was okay. I just hung out here and did stuff.
That's fine. Well, I did go to the beach.
Okay.
Which it was kind of a bust a little bit. I went to Pensacola Beach with my boyfriend, and we first got out on the beach, and it was raining, of course.
Ooh.
You know, the one day that I get to have a nice beach day, and it's raining. So we, you know, kill some time. We go have some fabulous seafood. It's wonderful. And then we finally do get out on the beach, and it's a bit crowded. It's Labor Day. I understand. That's not a problem. And he loves getting in the water in the ocean. And it was a green flag day, so I was like, okay, because I can't swim.
Okay.
So, like, that kind of situation makes me a little bit nervous. But, you know, I was okay with it. Green flag, and he was there. He's got it. We're good. So it's really, really great up until, you know, about an hour later. We've been in the water for about an hour. And we just get completely capsized. This wave is like twice the size of either of us. And he was trying to throw me over the waves, but absolutely not. I got totally waterboarded. It was awful.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's how it goes sometimes. I've never been to, especially it's so different whenever you're like in a pool and you're like, yeah, I can swim and everything. And then whenever you get out into the ocean, you're like, oh, okay, so this is what real water is like. and that's and then it just takes you out.
Yeah It was crazy. All in my nose, all in my ears. I swallowed so much food. It was so bad. I almost lost my glasses too. That was a whole other thing. But yeah, so I hope your Labor Day went a little bit more smoothly than mine did. We're gonna get back to some music here for a little bit.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
This is the morning show here on 9.7 The Capstone. My name is Noah, and I'm here with
Ginger. Hello, everyone.
Good morning, good morning. Hope you're having a good morning. We got some news for you, some of your daily news here on the station, courtesy of thecrimsonwhite.com. Be sure to go... I always go and use them for all my news. So yeah.
Nice.
We've got another dean story here. If you're part of the School of Law, if you're a lawyer, any lawyers out there, any future lawyers, we've just are on the way to losing one of our another one of our deans. Mark Brandon is announcing that he's going to step down at the end of the academic year. So after this spring, the School of Law dean is going to be out, which makes me think. Or reminds me that we kind of seem to be losing a lot of deans recently. In this article as well, it talks about the Tara Williams, the Honors College dean, stepped down just recently. And then I know, like, as being part of the communication school, our dean, Dean Nelson, stepped down. We got a new dean, Dean Butler. Shout out to him. I was like, why are we losing so many deans? Like, is this like a common thing? And I was looking it up or whatever. And it says that the length of a dean's appointment is somewhere from like 5 to 7 years. So just like maybe we're just hitting it and at just the right time that like a lot of people are coming and going or whatever. And if you're thinking about it in terms of that, is like we're losing a bunch of deans at the same time.
Right.
And then that means we're going to get a bunch of deans at the same time. So then in 5 to 7 years, we're going to lose all those deans at the same time. So to speak.
Definitely.
So maybe it's just like we're in a little cycle. So, but anyway, A lot of deans.
Yeah, well, that law school is great from what I hear. I'm pre-law.
Okay.
So, like, that's kind of, you know, been on my radar. And that's like as far as public law schools, that's kind of the best you can get. So I hope that the new dean either you know, elevates her, or at least, you know, keeps it at the same level. So they've, you know, accomplished a lot over there.
Yeah, yeah. So hopefully they'll keep on doing well. I'm fine. I'm sure because it's such a good school, they're like, we're going to have to find a good person to take it over. So, yeah, but crimsonwhite.com is where we get all our news from. And we'll get back to the music now.
All right.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
Good morning, and welcome back to the morning show here on 90.7 FM WVUA, the voice of the University of Alabama.
Let's go.
Yes, this is Ginger, and I'm here with Noah, our station manager.
Good morning, good morning.
Good morning. Let's talk a little bit about our weather. So today our high is 82 and low is 62.
Yeah, I know. I was biking in this morning. I was like, oh, there's a little bit of a chill in the air.
Yeah, so. Yeah. Fall is fast approaching. It makes me, you know, a little bit nostalgic for the hot summer. No precip today, so not to worry, but it's looking like we're also going to have a relatively dry week, which is super exciting. We've had so much rain here lately.
That'd be a nice change.
Yeah, getting a little bit hotter each day, just by a couple of degrees, but so far no rain is projected, so we're going to hope it stays like that. But whether the weather is good or bad, we have something to make you glad. I don't know about you, but recycling, it's always just seemed a little bit daunting, a little bit complicated.
Sometimes it is, yes.
I don't know, because you never know, like, oh, can I recycle this part of this plastic bottle or not? I don't know. It's always just seemed quite a bit complicated. But Domino's has actually cleared up some of the, you know, recycling myths.
Yeah.
Yes, about pizza boxes specifically. I've never recycled a pizza box in my life. I did not know you could do that. I thought, oh, well, it's got the grease and these little, you know, particles of seasoning and cheese and stuff.
I'm on the other end where, like, I just always put it in the cardboard, so yeah. I don't know if I'm allowed to do that.
Yeah, well, Domino's has just cleared up, and they ran a test, and they ran a test on, you know, greasy boxes, and it didn't gum up the works at all for the recycling
let's
people.
Go. I've been doing my thing.
Yeah, and they put like a recycling motif on their boxes, and I got Domino's over the weekend, and I got a box with a recycling motif. So recycle your pizza boxes, everyone.
There you go, there you go. Yeah, I'm a big recycling person, and I'm glad that we can all continue to recycle some more.
Yes.
I think that's some great news this morning.
Yeah, and the campus makes it so convenient to recycle. So when you get a chance, be sure you do it every
day. And if you're living off campus, I know there's like several recycling places around. And so, like, there's a UA recycling center, and then there's a couple ones just around where if you don't have to, if it's like after hours, you can go get them. So, yeah.
Yes, definitely. Very important. We're going to get back to some music. We've got King Hannah's A Well-Made Woman.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
Seven capstone. This is the morning show. Let's go. Let's go. Ginger, what do you think is generally your favorite morning in a week?
Ooh, my favorite morning in a week. Oh my gosh. I guess Friday morning, because I know it's the end of the week.
Friday morning, it's like, all right, let's go. But
this is really fun too. Yeah. This is a total.
Hey, yes, Monday morning. We're trying to make everyone's Monday morning a little better. I don't know what else is. I feel like any morning where it's like I get to sleep in a little bit, I might say like Saturday morning or Sunday morning a little bit, maybe Saturday morning. I think Saturday morning is nice because it's like, let's go. I have a whole day to do whatever.
Yes.
But speaking of the day, we want to recognize the day. I think we think every day is worth recognizing or celebrating or anything. We're sort of going to rewind, backtrack a little bit towards yesterday because we were not in the station then because it was 9/11. So we wanted to do take a little moment to do a little remembrance of 9/11 and honor all the folks who lost their lives, both on the day and in all the events after that. I know my father is in the military, and he ended up going to Afghanistan for a period of time whenever I was in fourth grade, sort of just in all the stuff in that. Mm-hmm. And so a shout out to all our people who had to deal with all that stuff. And I was any thoughts that you had on that, Ginger, anything you want to say?
I know every year when that day comes around, I try to set aside some time to watch the footage, because I feel like that's one of the big events in history that we actually have a lot of footage of, especially just because of its location right there in New York. And, you know, that kind of thing doesn't happen every day. And so the footage is very moving. And this is the first 9/11 where I've been a regular TikTok user. Mm-hmm. And there were a lot of people posting, you know, really profound content just on TikTok. And you wouldn't think TikTok would be the place for profound content about 9/11, about, you know, major geopolitical events. But it certainly was. So, you know, we can all find a way to incorporate remembrance into our day.
Yeah, but good deal, good deal. And well, I guess we'll think about it again next year. But yeah, this is The Morning Show, 90.7 The Capstone.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
Welcome back to The Morning Show here on 90.7 FM WVUA, The Capstone. This is your host, Ginger, and my co-host today, Noah, has left the building. We were talking about one of our upcoming segments, and it is food-related. And I said, I bet a certain machine at a certain fast food establishment, wink, wink, isn't going to be working, wink, wink. And he wanted to prove me wrong. And he was just so gung-ho that he left to go find out for himself. So here we are. He has gone to procure said, you know, part of our segment. He will return shortly, so we'll hear from him soon. Now, in the meantime, we do have some new music to share with you all, and we're always adding new music to our rotation, courtesy of our music director. Her name is Alice. And the song we're sharing today is called The Tide by Ruby Goon. And Alice leaves notes on our songs for us, our new songs, so we kind of know what the vibe is, and she also ranks them. And so this song got her top rank, the highest score, so she really likes this song, and she said it's super groovy, and I just feel like this morning is a groovy type of morning, so let's get into it. That is The Tide by Ruby Goon, and I'll have that up in just one more song.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
Welcome back to The Morning Show here on 90.7 FM, The Capstone. This is Ginger. Like I said in my last segment, Noah is gone. Who knows where he is? He will be back, though. And we are joined by a couple of guests here in the studio. We have Calum, our programming director, and Parker, a new studio DJ. Say hi, Parker.
Hey, guys.
So fun. So let's get to talking about some events that are going on campus. This week is Adobe Week, and UA students have free unlimited access to the full suite of Adobe products. So I know for me, I use InDesign and Illustrator all the time. InDesign is like a publication design service, and Illustrator is more for like artistic things like logos and signage and things like that. And UA is hosting a series of events throughout the week just to get you more familiar with those applications and get you to where you can apply them in different situations. The first event is today, noon to 4 on the quad across from Lloyd. They have merch. It's going to be really fun. And then that's just one of many events that's planned throughout the whole week. So for those of us who are not lucky enough, like me, to have been in a class that was all about the full Adobe suite of products and, you know, getting us used to how to use those, this would be a great time to learn how to do them. The professional level, I use them in professional situations all the time. So I hope that you all find some time out of your day to, you know, go learn about some really cool technology. So let's get back to some music. We have Wave by Heart to Gold coming up next.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
Good morning and welcome back to The Morning Show. That song had a little something funky happening at the end. But I am Ginger. I'm your Monday Morning Show host here on 90.7 FM. And I have some news from the Crimson White to talk to you all about. So SGA has passed some new legislation as of the 9th. And some of that includes a possible upcoming change requiring senators to vote using an electronic voting system at their meetings. So they hope to increase transparency by implementing this measure. It will hopefully allow them to post voting records a little bit more easily and make those a little bit more accessible, so you can make a more informed choice come election season. And they also approved a drug overdose training program. So this will help train people in the use of Narcan, which is an anti-overdose drug, and fentanyl testing strips, as well as just providing general response training and, you know, helping you see the warning signs and things like that. So I can imagine that this will only, you know, have good outcomes. This passed unanimously, so, you know, when something in the SGA passes unanimously, you know that it's probably a pretty good piece of legislation. We're going to get back to some music now. We have Sometimes by Judas and Mary Chain, and we hope you all are having a super great morning.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
Awesome. Heard a little bit from Spoon right there here on the morning show. I am back in the studio.
Yay.
Good morning again to you, Ginger. So I have been on a little trip, experiment, you might say. So me and Ginger had a little disagreement about whether the McDonald's would be serving milkshakes, or yes, whether I could get a milkshake, because we had two things working against us.
Yes.
One is that the milkshake machine is often not working, and two is that I wasn't sure if we'd be serving it at breakfast time.
Yes, and I said absolutely not. No way.
I feel like, hey, maybe there's hope. So, the line was kind of long for the drive-thru. So I was like, let me go in and I'll have a greater chance. I might be able to go faster. And it went pretty fast. And so I went in and I was like, can I have, do you have any milkshakes? Mm-hmm. And the lady was like, let me go check. So I was like, okay, here we go. And then she came back and she said, we do not have any milkshakes.
No.
So, but I think it's important that she did not say no right away. She may have just been nice, but there is still a chance. This hypothesis has not been disproven just yet, that you could get a milkshake before 11 a.m. at a McDonald's. I still feel like that possibility is out there. Nevertheless, I did not let it go unwarranted, and so I got some cinnamon biscuits for me and Ginger instead.
That's so exciting. Rolls. Well, and today is National Chocolate Milkshake Day.
Yeah, that's the whole reason why we do this.
Yes.
Because we wanted to celebrate today with some chocolate milkshake, but instead we will have some cinnamon rolls.
Yes. Well, that's, I think, an appropriate trade-off.
Yeah. And if you want to see the picture of us enjoying those cinnamon rolls, you can go check it out on, we'll post all the highlights and images and from the show on our Instagram, WVUAFM, after the show.
Yes. All right, back to some music.
WVUAFM, Tuscaloosa.
All right, this is the morning show here on 90.7 Capstone. My name is Noah.
Hey, I'm Ginger.
Ginger, I know we're all here inside, and we're currently, I don't know what you, the listener, is doing right now, if you're outside or you're inside, or maybe you're up in space right now.
Oh.
Whoa. But we're inside, and we cannot currently see outside, but we can use the internet to see what the forecast is going to be like today. We got some weather for you. Let's see what it's going to look like. We said it earlier, but it's going to be sunny today. It's going to be sunny most of the week. Mm-hmm. And it looks like we're going to be able to avoid any rain today. So I think that's great. So if you've got any picnics planned or outings planned, go for it.
Yes. The week after I bought some brand new rain boots, by the way, it's going to be bone dry. But that's how it always is.
Yeah. And I mean, you know, whether the weather is good or bad, we've always got something to make you glad. That's a little phrase we like to say here on the morning show. And so I've got something a little different. To sort of maybe help you if you're like feeling a little bit in a rut or whatever right now. I've got a little, I was looking up, what can I do if I just want to like start my morning off good? I think I was looking up, it's just a simple stretch. So right now, Ginger, feel free to join me.
Okay.
And anyone out there at home, I'm just going to stand up. I'm going to stretch all the way up to the sky. And then I'm going to go all the way down to my toe. Couldn't reach it today, but that's okay. So just like maybe don't do this if like you're driving 50 miles per hour, but if you're like, if you have a chance, just like do some stretches. It's just like revitalize yourself and then shake it out. Awesome. So maybe that will help you feel a little better. But yeah, so that is This is The Morning Show. This is 90.7 The Capstone, and we'll be back in a minute.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
Welcome back to The Morning Show, everyone, here on 90.7 FM. I'm Ginger, here with Noah, our station manager.
Good morning, good morning.
Hey, we have a full house in here.
I know, we've got some guests here.
Yes.
If you've been listening to the show today, we had Caleb in earlier with Parker, and now we've got Caleb back again with Andrew.
Hello.
Oh, wait, so Caleb, I was wondering, so Andrew, I've just met you. I was wanting to sort of get to know, what is your favorite color?
That's a tough one. I think about this all the time.
Mm-hmm. We can go primary colors if that's easier.
It's blue.
Okay, blue. I'm much more of a red person. Caleb, what do you think?
You know me, I'm blue all the way.
Okay, and then Ginger, you'll have to weigh in now. We've got to had everyone else say.
I mean, if we're doing primary colors, none of them. I'm a green girl.
Okay. All right.
Blue and yellow together.
So it's like you kind of have the, what are those, the secondary colors?
Yeah.
And aren't there tertiary colors too? Is that a thing? Okay, I don't know.
That would be like indigo. Yeah, indigo and magenta.
Like, quartiary colors or something like that.
I mean, honestly, the more colors you add, the
that's
more
right. Let's get all the colors in here.
So.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. So get some RGB up in here and everything. So I think we should just have like all the colors and everything all the time.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Yes. So, is there anything going on that I need to be aware of, Ginger?
Yeah, so I just want to cover a recurring event that happens on campus every single day of the week, 2
okay.
o'clock to 2:30 in B.B. Comer Hall, room 144. The Study Abroad office has Study Abroad info sessions.
Okay.
And I went to one of these last semester because I was considering doing Study Abroad at the time. And it was very informative. And I just want to let people know that there's a super easy way to get involved with Study Abroad if that's something you're interested in by going to those meetings.
Yeah, so that is something that exists. I have gone to one. I've also studied abroad. I went to France for 2 weeks.
Oh, wow.
This past summer. So,
that's crazy.
And I went to one of those information sessions and just saw what was going on.
Yeah,
so
I did not know that. But they make it very easy for you.
Yeah, it's a great thing to just sort of see what's going on.
Totally. So, if you're interested in studying abroad, that's the place to be. But we're going to get back to some music here on our morning show.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
To the morning show. It's almost 10 o'clock, which means we're winding down.
Oh.
But shoot. But we've got one more segment for you here before we close out. And be sure to check our Instagram after the show to see any pictures and moments from the show. WVUA-FM. Right on Instagram you can find us. But we're a music station, Ginger, if you weren't aware of that.
Certainly.
And so we're adding new music every week.
Mm-hmm.
Alice and the music team are adding new music every week, finding new music, playing the best stuff here. And I wanted to highlight a song, some new music that we've added this past week. It's by Mumbo, is the name of the group. I looked up, they're called a Musical and Visual Collective. So there's a couple people in this group, Mumbo, and they've got this song, Don't Even Mind the Rain. Rain as in, like, falling down from the sky.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was looking to see what Alice had made some comments on it, and she said, a mellow, folkier song that would definitely hit different listening to in the rain.
Oh.
So I think as sort of closing out our time here, that was sort of... play that out. Last thoughts, Ginger, before we end the morning show?
Well, unfortunately, we're not going to have any rain this week, but if you really like the song, go save it and listen to it in the rain.
Yeah, definitely. You can catch Ginger again Monday, right?
Yes, every Monday.
Yeah, and I'll be back again on Wednesday with some guests and things, so be sure to tune into the next morning show, Wednesday, 8 to 10.
Yeah, and you can get programming updates on our Instagram too. Mm-hmm. That's at WVUA-FM on Instagram.
Awesome. Let's get to it. Here is Mumbo with Don't Even Mind the Rain.
Yeah. WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.